أمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all the wonderful ummah of the beloved of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We were discussing the companions of Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of people, subhanallah, those who Allah chose to be the companions of Allah's beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, as we learn their lives, every life of the Sahaba is so special. Their lives are amazing, exemplary in every aspect, alhamdulillah. Looking for guidance in their lives, subhanallah, is the greatest means of light for us in facing the challenges that we live through, alhamdulillah. We were discussing quite a few of them. Imagine the three Sahaba lying in the lands of Sham, and as Hazrat Ikrimah is served with water, he prefers the next person next to him. He passes it on to the next and to the next. And by the time, subhanallah, who were they? Hazrat Ikrimah, Hazrat Harith bin Hisham, and Hazrat Ayyash radiallahu anhum. As they receive the water, they pass it on to the next person and the next person. And then all three of them passed on in that expedition. Allahu Akbar. We said we'll mention to you Hazrat Ayyash radiallahu anhum. He was one of them. He was to meet Hazrat Umar outside Makkah Mukarramah before they migrated on the journey of Hijrah. And subhanallah, Hazrat Ayyash made it there with Hazrat Umar, but Hazrat Hisham didn't make it. He was captured, tied, and thrown in the jungle, in the dungeon, just like Hazrat Abu Jandal, who we discussed recently and we still have to complete. Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Ayyash continue their journey, radiallahu anhum, and they are making hijrah for Allah. They're leaving the land of Makkah Mukarramah, the land they love so much, but they're leaving their lands, their birthplace, their valuables, their homes, their businesses for Allah's pleasure, because they are hindered from practicing Allah's deen in Makkah Mukarramah. So they now migrate to Medina Munawwara. As they were en route, many others joined them as well. But Abu Jahl, with one of his other brothers, Harith, who subhanAllah, Allah is the giver of Hidayah, Allah gave him Hidayah later on, also Harith. But anyway, they journey to bring back Ayyash. So as they arrive, imagine they going behind Ayyash and Umar, radiallahu anhu. They finally reach them whilst Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Ayyash were in Quba. Abu Jahl says to them, that you know, oh Ayyash, our mother is suffering without you. Now Hazrat Umar is also a relative of Abu Jahl. Hazrat Umar's mother is Abu Jahl's sister. So he knows he can't get anywhere with Umar. Umar's iman was too powerful. But he thought he'll win over his brother Ayyash using the trick of the mother trump card. That, you know, your mother, she took a vow, she's suffering without you. And if you don't return, she will remain suffering, not combing her hair from lice, not taking shelter. Basically, whatever long story he mentioned, her suffering, her hunger, her pangs, her difficulty, what she'll go through without you. Basically, Abu Jahl was adding to the reality and lying to deprive Ayyash radiallahu anhu of his iman. And this is what shaitan does. He doesn't want a person to protect his iman. He doesn't want one to do the right thing. A person is going for Allah, joining good company. The brothers are making an effort in the masjid. Many a time a brother needs that. We need it. And he wants to come. But how shaitan will try. Sometimes through different means. Through a brother, through a family member, through different means, to stop that person from joining. But going there could be a means of protecting this person's iman. This person is becoming despondent concerning deen. This person is gaining doubts concerning deen. And joining that company could protect his iman. But shaitan can't bear it. So he comes in the form of different people, or entices different people of insan, of mankind, to hinder a person from doing the right thing, from joining the correct company. Finally, Abu Jahl, you know, hits a core in the heart of Hazrat Ayyash, where he then says to Hazrat Umar, you know what? I have to go back. It's my mother. Even though Abu Jahl was lying, you know, in reality, but Ayyash was somewhat convinced, because the mother really softens the heart. You hear of your mother. Hazrat Umar says, but be careful. Don't go back. Don't worry. If lice is hurting your mother, she'll comb, she'll come right, she'll take shelter, she'll eat, she'll survive. But don't forsake your iman. Hazrat Umar realized the situation was volatile, the condition in Makkah was difficult, it wasn't suitable for Ayyash radiallahu anhu to return. Ayyash also said, but you know, when I go back, now see, shaitan also will use different tricks to get us to get back. Oh, I'll do this and I'll do that. Oh, I'll do other things also. I don't have to do this. Shaitan doesn't want us to do the best thing. And we use excuses that we'll do other things, but actually we end up not doing those things. He just wants to get us out of the best thing at that time for us to do other things to actually deprive us from what is best for us. You know, I'll do this, I have my property there, I'll get my revenue, I'll collect my wealth, I'll come out safe and sound with benefiting in so many ways. Hazrat Umar says, it's not the time. Hazrat Umar understood the situation. Your mother will be fine. If it's for the wealth, don't go. You know my income, how much I have, how much I saved up. I carried so much. My value is so much. Half is yours. Just don't go. Imagine what Hazrat Umar was prepared to do to save one brother's iman. How much we should learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The value of helping each other in protecting each other's iman. That's why in Surah Al-Asr, Allah Ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihat wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. Allah takes an oath by time, the value of time, and by the Asr prayer. Humanity is definitely at loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا فِي خُسْرٍ. How to come out of this loss? Who will come out? Indeed, everyone is at loss except those who protect their iman and do righteous deeds. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. It doesn't end there. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they collectively call each other and advocate iman. They worry for each other's iman. They collectively call to iman. Not only do they bring iman, but they collectively call others to iman. Haqq refers to iman, which is the truth. And haqq also refers to good deeds. They exhort others towards doing good deeds. And as we inspire and motivate others, Allah helps us remain firm on this. So subhanAllah, chapter Hamim Fussilat, chapter 41 and 42. 41 mentions istiqama and then da'wah. When we remain firm and we call to it, Allah helps us remain firm on the deen. And in Surah Shura, which is 42, Allah says, فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا وَاسْتَقِمْ. Allah mentions da'wah and then istiqama. And in chapter 41, Allah mentions istiqama and then da'wah. So chapter 41, istiqama, how to acquire it? Call to the truth. Allah will give us, you know, constancy and punctuality in the truth. And in 42, Allah mentions da'wah and then istiqamah. The istiqamah brings da'wah. How to bring istiqamah? Through da'wah. And yeah, da'wah and istiqamah. Subhanallah. So, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Collectively call each other to iman and to do good deeds. And collectively be there for each other in adversity and in difficulty. And when we do what we're supposed to do, in uplifting each other, in helping each other, in motivating each other, being keys, مَفَاتِيح لِلْخَيْرِ, keys to good and locks to evil. And Allah save us from being locks to good. Good works are taking place, it irritates us. You know, our hearts or our rears are burning and we try and hinder it. Allah save us from that. Why to hinder good works from taking place? So being a lock to good and an instigator and a key for evil, that is not what we should do. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed such a practice. وَوَيْلٌ لِأَبْدٍ. Woe and destruction is the lot of one who hinders good from taking place, good practices, good works, but it irritates this person, he can't take it, he tries to stop it. And wrong is taking place, he instigates it and entices it and exhorts it. Allah save us. That's why the surah after Wal Asr, Allah mentions woe and destruction to be the lot for every backbiting slanderer. لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. When we don't do what we're supposed to do and we're not occupied and absorbed in the works of goodness and upliftment and exhorting and inspiring others and motivating each other and uplifting the society and bringing the community together, we then fall short And then we start picking on each other, bickering, slandering, backbiting. So when we don't do the do's, we fall into the don'ts. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Slander and backbiting. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala save us. We just hear and we want to now talk about it and spread things without verification, without authentication. This is chapter 103 and then 104. When we don't do the do's, we will then fall into the don'ts. Humaza, lumaza. And this also brings about breaking the society, splitting the community. And what else is in such people? Alladhi jama'a malan. They're only concerned about accumulation of wealth. Wa'addada. And repeatedly counting that wealth. That isse kaam banega. This wealth is going to help me. Crisp notes or coins or whatever it is, or portfolio or property. Addada, counting. I have this and I have achieved that. And these are my achievements as far as this world is concerned. Wa'addada, counting it, reminiscing over it, pondering over it. And that brings joy to a person. But is that going to enter our grave with us? A wise man invests by Allah and takes it with him in his grave to the afterlife. And you know what I mean? In the metaphorical sense. Wa'addada, he counts it. The other meaning of addada, he thinks that isse kaam banega, with this wealth and his portfolio and his empire, that is what will help him in adversity. Addada, yahsabuhu uddatan lah. This is going to help me in my difficulty. I have my stocks. I have my backup. I have my generators. I have my this. I have my that. This is isse kaam banega. Wa'addada. Allah says, yahsabu anna malahu akhlada. Does he deem that his wealth will make him immortal and remain with him forever? Kalla. Never can that be. And kalla, when connected to the next verse, means indeed, haqqan, verily, layunbadhanna fil hutama, he will be cast into the crusher, the grinding machine of akhirah, fil hutama, the grinder, the crusher. Allah save us. Layunbadhanna fil hutama. Allah save us. What? A worrying, a fearful surah. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. He crumbled others. He broke the society. هُمَزَ لُمَزَ. He will be thrown into حُطَمَةِ. See the rhythm of the Qur'an al-Kareem. To break, instead of uplifting, instead of joining, instead of inspiring, instead of uniting, instead of improving. Now it's all about breaking and splitting and destroying and backbiting and slander. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. Same rhythm, same scale. He will be cast into حُطَمَةِ. What is this hutama? نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَ. Allah's fire, the fire of Allah that is kindled profusely. مُوْقَدَ. So hot is this fire. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَ. It'll penetrate the depth. It'll even burn the hearts, not just the skins. Allah Ta'ala save us. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَ. This fire will be sealed, and this hell, this chamber will be sealed around them. Mu'sada, totally vacuum packed, sealed. Mu'sada, in lengthy, prolonged columns. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah help us and save us from hellfire. There's an amazing dua we should read, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this dua to an amazing sahabi, Muslim bin Harith radiallahu anhu, when he brought the entire community to Islam before an expedition. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was elated when he heard the report. And Allah's, and others were upset that we were supposed to have an expedition where we could have acquired so much of booty. But he went at night and did a gush, a fikr, and he brought every one of them to Islam and explained to them how Islam will save them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a reward, taught him this dua morning and evening. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Thrice, or even better in the report, 7 times. Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. When one asks Allah this, ajirna, so we're asking Allah for ourselves and for others. Like ihdina, we're asking Allah for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for the Muslims and for the non-Muslims. Ya Allah, give us all hidayat. Ihdina, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala help us. Allah grant us paradise through His mercy. Subhanallah. These two surahs come after chapter 102, which is ألهاكم التكاثر. This takathur, wanting more and hankering and chasing behind the pleasures of this world, has averted you from the truth. Alhaakum has averted you from the reality, has kept you away from your purpose and your goal. Alhaakum at-takathur. And the reality is not dawning upon you, and you're not waking up. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the graves, meaning until one dies, and then the reality dawns upon him, and then he wakes up and realizes what is the actual reality. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. What has hankering behind this world kept us away from our purpose and our goal? And that is explained in the next surah, which is the four do's, 103, and to stay away from the four don'ts, 104. So subhanallah, Hazrat Umar motivated Hazrat Ayyash, but Hazrat Ayyash still wanted to go back, because he felt he will accumulate his wealth and get it and say to his mother. So he returned, not realizing the plot and the hatch laid by Abu Jahl. And as they return, Abu Jahl then mentioned to him that, no, the camel, the conveyance you are riding, is so submissive and docile. Such an amazing ride it gives you. So as a brother, now he's saying, would you like to try it? He says, yes. And as he kneels down his camel and conveyance, Abu Jahl then pounces on him with the other, and they beat him up and tie him up and take him into Makkah in disgrace. But interestingly, that camel that was so docile was granted to him by Hazrat Umar. Because Hazrat Umar said, this is so obedient. Once you notice something fishy in them, that they have evil intentions for taking you back, you can escape on this one very nicely. It has an amazing ride. But Abu Jahl still tricked his brother. He tied him up. He took him into Makkah. He threw him into the dungeon. And interestingly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. Qunut was performed, and they were du'as were made for them. And interestingly, subhanallah, there was an amazing sahabi, Hazrat Marthad radiallahu anhu, who in time also had this amazing quality where he would go to Makkah and rescue the Muslims who were suffering in the dungeons of Makkah. So many sahaba he rescued like that. There's one occasion where he got to the dungeons, he got it opened, he rescued the Sahaba. But prior to this, there was an old girlfriend in the Jahiliyyah days, whose name was Anaq, who saw him, she spotted him, she said, Marthad, come. So he saw her, and he knows her because they were together before he changed his life. So she's now trying to convince him that, Marthad, come, ta'al, bit. عِنْدَنَا اللَّيْلَةِ. Now Allah save us, sometimes people have little extra time, you know, at their disposal, and then shaitan puts whisperings that go over the old messages, or contact so-and-so and so-and-so. These are tests. These are tests. Don't waste our time. Use it correctly. Use it wisely. Every day could be our last. Every hour could be our last. Every salah could be our last. Seize every opportunity to make Allah happy. Look at Sahaba, how amazing. She tries to convince him to be with her again, like the past, prior to his Islam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, no, I can't. She said, come, Marthad, bit indana layla, just this night we'll be together, old time's sake, how it was. He says, I can't. And his plan is, she must become Muslim, and he'll go by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he'll get married to her. But she wasn't interested in marriage. She wanted to be with him out of wedlock. She was comfortable with that lifestyle, having different people visiting her. Allah ta'ala save us. This sahabi was not prepared to do so. He refused her and he went away. She was enraged. She just wanted him for her selfish passions, for her own self, and becoming a tool of the devil to mislead him at the time. But Allah protects the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. He refused, and subhanallah, he walked away. But she was upset, and she went to lay a complaint at the mushrikeen, by the mushrikeen, who then lay chase, because she complained that he is stealing their captives. And causing them to escape. And subhanAllah, he just liberated them and they're escaping and the mushrikeen are laying chase. And subhanAllah, he, alhamdulillah, escaped with them. They hid in a cave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. They looked for the Sahaba everywhere, they couldn't find. Hazrat Marfad said, they came right to almost where we were, but they couldn't see us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed us, protected us. One of them actually passed urine right there, but he couldn't see them, alhamdulillah, and Allah protected them. When he returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, oh Allah's Nabi, ankihu anaqan, should I wear the anaq? But obviously Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows that anaq doesn't want to change. So the verses of the Quran Kareem said that an adulteress, you know, a mu'min should not go for a woman who doesn't want to repent from adultery. وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is taboo for the mu'mineen to marry such people who are loose and wanting to still sleep around and so forth. SubhanAllah. So this was the sacrifice of Hazrat Marfad radiallahu anhu. Another interesting incident that also would be suitable for us in all different times to protect our chastity. There was an amazing sahabi, Hazrat Fadala bin Umair al-Laythi al-Maluhi radiallahu anhu, who prior to sincerity, he tried to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah's Nabi showed him such akhlaq and made dua for him and he changed. So he goes home after repenting, changing, being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his old friend comes to him and says, come, Fadala, halumma ila al-hadith, let's chat, you know, as we would, and discuss and spend time together and enjoy each other's company. So he says, you know, I changed my life and Rasulullah's company changed me. You also go there, spend time in this righteous company, you will also become a better person. I have changed, you also changed. Let's not do what is wrong, because Allah doesn't want us to do prohibited things, and this is out of wedlock, it is not acceptable. And he walked away, but he rendered these words wherein he said, قَالَتْ هَلُمَّ إِلَى الْحَدِيثِ فَقُلْتُ لَا قَالَتْ هَلُمَّ إِلَى الْحَدِيثِ فَقُلْتُ لَا يَأْبَى عَلَيْكِ اللَّهُ وَالْإِسْلَامُ لَوْ مَا رَأَيْتِ مُحَمَّدًا وَقَبِيلَهُ بِالْفَتْحِ حِينَ تُكَسَّرُ الْأَصْنَامُ لَرَأَيْتِ دِينَ اللَّهِ أَضْحَى بينا والشرك يغشى وجهه الإظلام. He walked away and said, she calls me to chat, my brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, whoever you are from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, delete those chats with illicit relations, delete those. Let's wipe out our past. Let's change. Let's become better. Let's become better people. Let's improve. Let's repent. Allah is merciful. For Allah's sake, yes, our past. Let's become better. We harmed people. We did wrong with people. Let's regret. Let's ask Allah for maaf. Those who we harmed, ask them for maaf. Let's change. Let's not do. Let's not perpetrate and violate Allah's command out of wedlock. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah save us, Allah save us. Let's regret, let's repent, let's change. Allah is merciful, Allah is loving, Allah is kind. We don't know when we'll die. So he said, she calls me to chat. I said, no, قلت لا. And I said, Allah refuses this. Islam doesn't allow it. يَأْبَى عَلَيْكِ اللَّهِ وَالْإِسْلَامُ. Then he exhorts and says, if you only saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum on the occasion of the conquest, When idolatry was crushed, when the falsehood was destroyed, clearly, تُكَسَّرُ الْأَصْنَامُ, you would see Allah's deen clear, shining, glamorous, beautiful, the beauty of Allah's deen, أَضْحَى بَيِّنَا. And you would see the reality of the darkness of shirk and ascribing partners unto Allah. That was Hazrat Fadala radiallahu anhu. So I would encourage myself and one and all, let's aspire to stay away from sins. Let's make tawbah every day. Let's make istighfar. Let's aspire to inspire before we expire. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. It's Friday. Send a lot of durood sharif upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.